This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. After weeks of speculation about her health, the Princess of Wales has announced she has cancer.
This, of course, came as a huge shock.
Princess Kate says she's in the early stages of preventative chemotherapy, and Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Princess Kate making the revelation in a new video released by BBC Studios. She says after having major abdominal surgery in January, doctors thought her condition was not cancerous.
The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
ABC News Royals contributor Victoria Murphy says the news has stunned the British.
Now we have a situation where we have both the King and the Princess of Wales being treated for undisclosed forms of cancer. It really is unprecedented, and it does have that very destabilizing effect.
Kate's announcement comes after weeks of speculation on social media about her whereabouts and health since she was hospitalized in January for that surgery.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
The princess did not disclose what kind of cancer she is being treated for. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Utah is a hot spot for multiple sclerosis. People here, we have just learned, are more likely to have it than almost anywhere else in the country. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson with details.
Doctors at Intermountain Health are looking to understand why MS is more prevalent here, impacting one in every 300 people instead of one in every 600 or 700 like the rest of the country. Some of the factors they've pinpointed are a lack of vitamin D because of our climate and contracting human herpes virus number 4. Doctors also say genetically people of Northern European descent are more predisposed to trigger the autoimmune disease.
There are medications available to help people live with MS with a high quality of life, doctors say. The sooner you're diagnosed, the better the outcome. Meeting houses for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will continue to be a key part of disaster response planning for the Red Cross. The church gave the American Red Cross more than $7 million yesterday as the two organizations renewed their partnership, a connection that's been in place since the late 19th century. It's a waiting game, an American fork. The investigation into the house that exploded earlier this week continues. American Fork Battalion Chief Brandon Bouchard says it's still going to be about a week or two before they know exactly what happened. He says they do know that there is no threat to nearby homes. But
if people ever are concerned about gas leaking or any of that, we encourage them to call 911 and have us come out. You know, our firefighters, our hazmat teams have monitors that can detect the presence of that gas.
They still don't know if it was a gas leak that caused the explosion. Prosecutors have released new evidence in the case of Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt. The case files include written reports, audio recordings, video files, and images that document just how severe the child abuse really was. Among the documents, Frankie's journal. Here's KSL TV's Shelby Lofton.
In her journal, Frankie writes, she believed her children were under the influence of Satan. She writes, physical tasks were the cure. Her children were forced to do outside labor without shoes in the summer heat.
In another recording released today, we can hear Frankie calling the prosecution against her a witch hunt. The Idaho prison inmate who escaped this week appeared in court today with both of his alleged accomplices.
After breaking out of prison custody, Skylar Mead, along with his alleged accomplice Nicholas Umfenauer, are accused of killing two elderly men while out on the run, stealing weapons and vehicles, and at some point finding a second accomplice, Tanya Huber, who allegedly drove the car Mead was found in. Prosecutors saying in court that she drove over 100 miles an hour trying to avoid arrest.
Through neighborhoods in Twin Falls.
All three were given high bail amounts and remain in jail. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:04. We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. We're just learning the bodies of two men missing from Blanding have been found.
The San Juan County Sheriff's Office says William Bull and Christopher Owens disappeared on a trip to Moab last month. Just over a week later, police say their roommate Charles Yu was arrested in connection to their disappearance and later charged with two counts of murder. The sheriff's office says they have recovered Bull and Owens' bodies and have notified their families. The office says no other information will be released at this time. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:05. Now a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Jeff, sit down for this. Brackets, Buster, alert. This one a shocker. Yale, the Bulldogs, have just beaten Auburn 78-76 from Spokane. You should have seen it. If you know anyone who had Yale advancing in this tournament, congratulate them. They've done very well. Colorado also has just beaten the Gators. Not as much of an upset, but it still was a wild finish from Indianapolis this afternoon. Your brackets should be good if you had Colorado, if you had Yale, if you had Northwestern, Baylor, San Diego State, Marquette, Clemson, and UConn. If you've got all them, your brackets are solid. KSL Brackets Update, I'm Mark Jackson.
KSL News Time, 5:05. Now, first look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have had some rain come through in parts of Salt Lake County, and we're already drying out. That may have contributed to an accident northbound I-15 at 3300 South. Those vehicles are now to the shoulder, but we do have delays back to Murray and Midvale. A crash in Utah County now pulling away. It had been blocking lanes of travel northbound I-15 after Center Street Orem, but we have stop and go backups there to East Bay. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
5:06. I'm still thinking, really? Yale? KSL News Time, 5:06. Fewer people are moving to Utah. You know why? Not because people have bumper stickers that say get out, but rather
the Utah economy has slowed down over the past year, with U.S. growth holding steady. Mark Nold, chief economist with the department, points to the rise of mortgage rates having an effect on people choosing to move here.
Domestic in-migration, or people moving into Utah from another state, was a powerful Utah economic growth component from 2021 through the first half of 2023.
But since then, their data says in-migration has slowed considerably. Out-of-state homeowners thinking of moving to Utah now have to deal with losing their locked-in low rate to swap for a higher rate. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Still, 97.2% of people who want a job in Utah have one. The latest unemployment report out this morning shows Utah's jobless rate is 2.8%. 51,000 Utahns are unemployed in a state with more than 3 million people. You might want to put on your dancing shoes for this.
Because Kevin Bacon is going to Payson High School. The school where his famous film Footloose was filmed will be torn down later this year. So students started a campaign to get him back for one last dance. He joined the Today Show to surprise hundreds of students with his announcement.
Payson High School was a big part of my life, and I've been amazed at the work that all of you have been putting into this with the, you know, the musical and the flash mobs and the recreations.
Students have spent the whole year throwing Footloose-themed events as part of their campaign. Bacon is scheduled to show up during their prom, which of course is centered around the 80s film. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Payson High School will be torn down after the school year. It's going to be replaced with a brand new school. Yeah. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Speeds vary, but there are slowdowns southbound I-15 between 3300 South into 146 South, and the worst of the slowing is in Murray to 72nd South northbound I-15. The crash that we had in South Salt Lake at 33rd South is out of traffic on the right shoulder, but we have leftover slowing from the south interchange up to 2100 South. I-215 South Belt eastbound heavy and slow from just after Redwood to the I-15 junction. Josh?
Got major delays in Utah County. Northbound I-15 is at stop and go speeds from an accident a mile before University Parkway, which now has luckily been cleared. Those stop-and-go delays, though, start at Provo Town Center's Mall. We also have some associated overflow northbound delays on Geneva Road. That's from Center Street to 12th South. Southbound I-15's much better, but there are a bit of light delays through Pleasant Grove. Michelle?
Well, good news for drivers headed northbound I-15, looking good from Salt Lake all the way to Ogden, but we do have some delays on the side streets. This is 21st, 24th, and 31st Streets in Ogden between Wall Avenue and I-15. Also looking at some slowdowns if you're on Highway 89 going around the Uinta and South Weber area. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South in Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know at prices you'll love. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has a cold front arriving on Saturday. It's going to bring developing valley rain, scattered thunderstorms, and some mountain snow. The storm will linger Saturday night into Sunday, and Sunday night into Monday. Temperatures will go from the 60s before the front into the 40s for highs by Monday, with lows in the 30s. An active week sets up with another round of storminess moving in on Tuesday and yet another round coming in on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
63 degrees, sunset tonight at 7:42, KSL News Time 5:12. This is National Nutrition Month. It's a campaign designed to promote informed eating choices and positive body image, and it all starts at home.
Good health includes feeling good about your body and helping your kids feel the same.
Health does not have a look.
Julie Fernandez is a registered dietitian with Intermountain Health. She says, unfortunately, it's that focus on appearance that is leading to disordered eating in children and teens, often triggered by comments from their own parents.
Fat talk would be, I can't eat breakfast today because I didn't exercise this morning. It doesn't have to be earned. It's not the trophy at the end of the day because you checked all the boxes.
Fernandez says recognizing fat talk and stopping it is key to helping optimize your child's health and confidence. For Your Life, Your Health, Emma Benson, KSL News Radio.
Sugar House residents rejoice. A new Trader Joe's is coming your way. According to a press release, the grocery chain, quote, consulted their maps and found a terrific location in Sugar House, 2160 South, 700 East. They say they're working to get the doors open in 2024. We don't know exactly when that will be. Sorry, Kaysville. KSL News Time 5:13. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, the Corona Borealis is a massive dying star set to explode in a few months, according to NASA. But we're hearing that in our light-polluted world, it's not as exciting as it seems, an exploding star. Here's KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington.
NASA's Patrick Wiggins says, yes, a rare cosmic explosion is expected in the next few months. But should we get excited for it? Will we even be able to see it? Probably not.
Even at its brightest, it's going to be way, way brighter than it normally is. But still, light-polluted areas like Salt Lake and all that, the sky is going to be brighter than the star is.
This stellar eruption is something that Wiggins says space geeks get pretty excited about, but they're equipped with high-tech telescopes. Us regular people are not. Wiggins says what we should actually be excited for is the solar eclipse heading our way April 8th. Emma Keddington, KSL News Radio.
Trending on social media, Forget the Bachelor, the newest reality dating show to tune into, is right here in Utah.
Welcome back to Love on Thin Ice, our TikTok series about penguin breeding season.
Love on Thin Ice is put together by the Loveland Living Planet Aquarium, documenting the ups and downs of penguin love. TikTok users cannot get enough of this icy drama. Check out Living Planet Aquarium's TikTok to catch up. You won't believe who Ava goes for this week. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
there's a new warning from the federal government. States need to beware of possible cyber attacks from foreign hackers coming after the safe drinking water. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Cobain.
Second, we've just learned the bodies of two missing men from San Juan County have been found. Police have charged their roommate, Charles Yu, with their murder. Third, it's a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
Jeff, brackets are busted all over the place after Yale has just beaten Auburn. This was a shocker, 78-76, the final from Spokane. Also a final from Indianapolis. Not as shocking, but Colorado's still an upset. Beat the Gators in a wild finish, 102-100 on a last-second shot from the Buffs. Your brackets should be good if you had the following teams winning today. Colorado, Northwestern, Baylor, San Diego State, Marquette, Clemson, UConn, and now Yale. With your KSL Brackets update, I'm Mark Jackson.
63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Islamic State group claims it was behind the deadly bombing and explosion at one of the biggest entertainment complexes in Russia. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge at the Foreign Desk says a grenade tossed by one of the assailants set off the explosion.
We know that as many as five gunmen dressed in combat uniforms, according to Russian officials, entered that major complex, a concert hall. It's surrounded by shopping and amusement centers. They went into the concert hall. They opened fire. Now, Russian officials are now saying as many as 40 people have been killed, more than 100 injured.
The White House says it had warned Russia this could happen.
The White House still trying to determine who was responsible for the Moscow mass shooting, but says that so far
there is no indication at this time that Ukraine or Ukrainians
were involved in the shooting.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby pointing to earlier U.S. State Department warnings to Americans to avoid crowded Moscow locations. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The Princess of Wales is asking for time, space, and privacy for her and her family as she undergoes chemotherapy for cancer, which was detected after she had abdominal surgery earlier this year.
When you talk about abdominal surgery and abdominal cancers, that can include a variety of different causes. We can talk about stomach cancer, we can talk about colon cancer, and we can also talk about uterine cancer and ovarian cancer. All of these cancers, as well as other types of cancers, can be possible, but we do not know that information as we respect her privacy.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton. The FAA has sent a letter to United Airlines saying it's stepping up oversight of the carrier after a number of flight incidents. The Senate still needs to vote on its version of a spending package to avert a partial government shutdown this weekend. The House signed off on its version today. Stocks closed mixed, but still had their best week so far this year. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. Here we go again. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a motion to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson. Joining me live, KSL at Night's Taylor Morgan. Taylor, not again. I mean, why is she trying to oust Mike Johnson?
Jeff, how dare Speaker Mike Johnson pass a bipartisan funding package to avert a government shutdown? Yes, here we are again. What seems to be different this time, Jeff? And let's be clear. Big disclaimer, this is me trying to be optimistic and hoping for the best here. The House has passed a $1.2 trillion funding package. It averts a government shutdown. It includes some key funding elements wanted by both Democrats and Republicans. In fact, Democrats voted for this funding package. Republicans, many Republicans did also vote for it, but more Republicans actually voted against it. And now, of course, a la former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a motion to vacate Speaker Johnson's leadership because of this funding package. Yet to be seen, however, Jeff, is how many other members of Marjorie Taylor Greene's far-right caucus in the House will support her in this effort.
How long is it going to take before we find out whether Mike Johnson has to give up the gavel? Is this going to play out over hours or days? What's next?
Well, it's a really good question, Jeff. First, with the legislation, the funding package, it will go on to the Senate next. It appears to have bipartisan support in the Senate as well. In terms of Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate, look, it is now 7 p.m. Eastern time, and we don't have any clear indication from members of the Freedom Caucus in the U.S. House that they are on board with this motion to vacate. To his credit, Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he is not afraid of losing his gavel. He is not concerned about Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion. And so far, time will tell, but so far, Jeff, it appears as if Speaker Mike Johnson is in a relatively strong position, at least among his colleagues, Republicans in the U.S. House.
We'll see how it plays out. That's KSL at Night's Taylor Morgan. Thanks for joining us. It's 520 at KSL. Time for traffic and weather together. We're brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have delays waiting for you on southbound I-15, stretching from about 3500 south to 146 south, a mix of speeds in that stretch. Northbound I-15, bogged down and slow from the south interchange up to the I-80-201 junction with two crashes, one at 33rd south on the right, one also at 13th south on the right, and some slowing on I-215 south belt eastbound between Redwood and the I-15 junction. Josh?
Watching the delays in Utah County, northbound I-15 in Provo is beginning to prove as all lanes are open again, but stop-and-go speeds remain through the University Avenue exit to 800 North Provo. We also have heavy congestion still overflowing onto Geneva Road on the east side of the freeway from Center Street to 20th South in Orem. On the southbound side of things, I-15 is beginning to see more congestion through the Pleasant Grove area. Michelle?
Well, we still have slowdowns on Foothill Drive. This is between 13th South and 21st South. For drivers making their way northbound I-15, that's looking good from Salt Lake all the way to Ogden, but we still have delays on the side streets. This is Fernie, 21st Street, 24th Street, and 31st Street in Ogden between Wall Avenue and I-15. Replenish Landscape provides the finest compost and landscape products for flower and vegetable gardens. Start your season right with Replenish. Visit replenish.com. Replenish. It's good stuff. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out with a cold front that will arrive on Saturday. Look for valley rain, some scattered thunderstorms, and mountain snow. Temperatures will be in the 60s before the front, then fall into the 40s behind it. The valley rain and mountain snow will linger through Sunday and even into Monday. Generally, a quarter to a half inch of valley rain, about 3/4 of an inch possible up on some of our benches in the mountains, 8 to 16 inches of snow. We'll continue to see the chance of snow and rain throughout the week. A round moves in on Tuesday, another round comes in Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
63 degrees, your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll bring you the latest from Wall Street. The market close in just a moment. Stay right here.